Are we good?
Yeah.
This is going to be so much fun. You're going down. Oh.
I feel so anxious.
Oh, it's going to be toast. Oh, you have no idea. This is the end of Cheetah Madea. It's game over for you. Good luck getting a job at Soweto TV. Woo! Okay. Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of Real Problem with Chester Missing. That's me, a puppet that you are watching on the internet. I know, it's weird and I'm excited. Guys, South Africa has gone nuts. The KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Nkwanazi has made accusations against his boss, the Minister of Police, Senzo Mthunu. It turns out that we are living in a Netflix TV show. It's a mix of Money Heist and How to Get Away with Murder, if you want to know what shows. Meanwhile, the president of South Africa is trying to work out what his Wi-Fi password is. One of Ramaphosa's key failings as president, we can all agree, is a lack of decisiveness. First, he's going to be shocked. Then he's going to apply his mind. Then he's going to start a commission. And then, like the money in his couch, you'll never hear about it again. Meanwhile, the United States has applied a 30% tariff on South Africa. 30%! It's safe to say the trade deal AGOA is gone. But then again, it was called AGOA. It had it coming. To unpack it all, I have one of South Africa's best journalists and a good friend of mine. It's the amazing Cheetah Madea. Hey, Cheetah, how's it?
Hi, Chester. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for agreeing to do this weird interview.
I'm very anxious. I don't know why I've agreed.
Why are you anxious? No, the worst that's going to happen is I'll get you fired.
Let's give it a go.
Now, I know you've put up with more cuck than anyone can imagine, so we're going to have a lot of fun now. It's you know a lot. Were you in the room there in the White House, literally, when Ramaphosa met Trump?
I was in the Oval. I passed the beautiful, immaculate Rose Garden. I was in the Oval. I was in the back. I'm short. I was screaming, trying to get a question in. But yeah, I was.
So be honest, does Elon smell like racism?
I think a little bit. It's just a change, really.
What is it?
He's
you can't tell if it's Johann Rupert or Elon.
So yeah. Hey?
You can't tell if it's Johann Rupert. I'm joking, Johann Rupert. I'm joking. That's the joke that'll get us fired. Tell us the truth. Did they position Trump so you couldn't see Elon's hand going in his ass? Because with my guy, we've got to get a cloth to hide him.
Maybe something similar. Maybe
this is a serious question. I don't see what the joke is. Clearly.
Maybe a little similar, but the distance, I think where they've got the magic trick correct, where we couldn't see the magic trick, is the distance in the room.
Oh, my guy's too far. Of course, he's right here versus Elon look like he's far away, but he's not.
Something along those lines.
That must have been a very creepy room. What was the weirdest thing in the room? The thing that you thought, oh, my God, I can't believe that happens.
I think the weirdest thing about being in the Oval is how underwhelming. In fact, just the White House, all of it is actually a little bit underwhelming. The Oval is small. The way that they manage the journalists, I think we do a far better job. I think the Union buildings look much more magnificent than the White House. So I think it's not what you expect it to be. It's not the grand scale White House that you told it would
be. It sounds like it's a crappy Airbnb from Mossel Bay.
Maybe it's not too far from that.
It sounds like that's what it is. Listen, man, now Trump's put 30% tariff on South Africa. What was your first thought?
I'm more interested in what happens to Americans. I think the Americans themselves will feel the impact of the particular tariffs. It's not about South Africa. It's across the board. He's copy and pasted that letter to several countries.
Everyone.
So
it's not like a group WhatsApp from a president.
Exactly. It's not about us. I think that they still haven't done what they needed to do with the trade deals. They gave it 90 days. I think that there's still conversations to be had. And even in that letter, he does speak about how the trade deals, the tariffs, can still be modified. So it tells you that the trade conversations must continue. On our part, we need to continue chugging along in that direction as well.
So are we going to have to pay 30% more to listen to Thibaut Touch's American accent?
No. I can't comment.
It's a serious question. Please answer.
I cannot comment.
The country wants to know, Chidi. Don't hide away from facts.
I'd like to plead the fifth in this moment. I'd like to take a break from
Americans. Wrong country. Sorry for you. Listen, I think SABC is going to use it as an excuse to raise the TV license price. But Trump tried to charge an extra, or is charging 10% extra because of BRICS. So just for the stupid people in the room, and by stupid people, I mean Jordan Hill Lewis, What is BRICS and why doesn't Trump like it?
I'd like to declare that I also don't agree on that Jordan Hill Lewis quote. But anyway.
No, I like Jordan. I just needed some guy in the DA to nail him that part of the joke.
It's the global south. It's countries that are coming from the global south, emerging markets, emerging countries, developing countries coming together. BRICS is trying to push the idea of multilateralism, something that obviously threatens America's hegemony. And I think therein is where the issue is for Trump. That's why he's aggrieved. He views that as a threat to what America wants to be and wants to go back to being. I mean, part of what we're watching is the fall of the American empire. That's what he's trying to halt in all of these dramatic decisions on the policy positions on a global scale. Will he achieve it? I don't know. I think there's some who argue that actually he's fast-tracking its fall with some of his actions. And part of that are those reciprocal tariffs that he talks about.
So you know, I completely agree with what you just said. When we borrow money from Bretton Woods institutions like the World Bank, the IMF, it's like we're borrowing the money the West stole, which is crazy. It's like being hijacked.
Absolutely.
And then having to rent your car back from the hijacker, which ironically is probably why that rental car company is called Europe Car. But is borrowing money from China via... That was a great joke, by the way. I don't think you reacted enough. But is borrowing money from China via BRICS any better? We're still beholden to China.
There's that question about whether or not that's the ideal. You know, when people are arguing in South Africa about our issues with America, they go, oh, yeah, but we've got China. It's a major trading partner as well. But I think you need to look at where America has applied soft power, right? So aid and the likes in order to try and continue enjoying the hegemony. China doesn't necessarily do that. So you need to look at what South Africa's issues are, the African continent's issues, and question whether or not China will be able to help you plug that gap. And I don't think it does. And that is a major issue. So people will tell, yeah, sure, China. But China isn't using soft power as a tool in that regard. So I find that an interesting conversation. Is it the better devil? I don't think so. I think what South Africa attempted to do of straddling the line and being non-aligned is the right one. But I think it often lacks the necessary integrity on their part and how they go about it. And that's why they often find themselves in hot water in this weird back and forth in the world of geopolitics.
No, exactly. Well, geopolitics. You see, that's why she gets paid the big bucks. Geopolitics. I don't use words like that because you can't say it without moving your lips. Ask the ventriloquist whose hands in my ass. Chidi, this is what's worrying me, is that really BRICS isn't really kicked in at the level that it could compared to American trade. So we're still kind of trying to get it going. BRICS is like OpenView and America's Netflix, and I think we want Netflix because OpenView is, I don't want to say it's cuck, but someone out there thinks it is.
Yeah, I think, look, BRICS is still, the threat is there. We are seeing the numbers and what potentially could come from BRICS, but it hasn't reached its target yet, its goals yet. And part of the issue for me with BRICS is while some of those economies are doing really well, some, South Africa is also not one of those. We are suffocating. We talk about how difficult it is to live in Ramaphosa's economy. So the S in BRICS is problematic, yep. And even some of the pluses in that mix. So it hasn't peaked. But remember, the issue for
the
Trump
pluses,
is
you mean
threat.
Iran and other countries that are BRICS.
Yes, some of those other countries.
BRICS!
Yes.
They should just make it look BRICS. It can be like LGBTQ and then just get extra letters. I think we should just add BRICS. It'll sound like a country in Central Asia. Okay, listen, I think that was a good answer, but I'm really wondering, well, you were in America talking to the American press about us.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did you have to explain to them where South Africa is?
Lost count of how many times.
Are you for real?
I had to do it.
I was meaning it sarcastically. Are you for real?
I had to do it here and there.
Do you know why Donald Trump thought Congo was a place he needed to show us? Do you know why? Because those pictures were from the Congo, right?
Yes, they were. They're not from here.
It's because he didn't know it was the name of a country. He thought it was a warning. Congo here, Congo there, Congo there, Congo there, Congo here. Oh, killing out you.
Well put.
Thank you, yeah. When they played Julius singing Kill the Boer in the White House, on a scale of one to walking in on your parents, your friend's parents pumping, awkward, how awkward was it?
Woo, what a question.
Yeah. So from one to your friend's parents pomping awkward, how awkward was it when Julius...
Yeah, the highest level of that scale, I'll take that.
Friend's parents pomping.
The highest
with
level
a third
of that
party
scale.
Involved.
I mean, who expected to hear
and
President...
And Father Christmas.
Whoa, hold on. Nobody expected to hear President say, turn the lights down. And you're like, why are the lights being turned down?
I know, it was wild.
So yeah, so I still haven't been able to...
I think the lights being turned down actually helped because we're South African. It makes us feel at home!
Oh. Maybe.
Yeah, I know, you know it's true.
Ditto, got you, yeah.
What what the hell is going on with Senzo Mkhunu?
That's a good question.
Like, because he seemed like a good guy until suddenly one Sunday or Saturday, whatever it was, suddenly, bam, he wasn't a good guy.
Chester, I don't know about you. I don't know good guys in politics. I'll be honest.
That's fair enough.
Politicians for me are generally the same people, different degrees, but really the same people. I think that there was a lot of hope about who and what Senzo represents. And the story's unraveling. So we kind of have to wait it out a little bit to find out what's going on. But the one thing that seems certain is General Mkhwanazi has put evidence on the table. He's found footage in Parliament where it seems the minister is lying. So, again, I say, for me, I don't know clean politicians. I've never associated politicians with cleanliness. So I don't know.
Well, that sounds like we're doing an ad for Dettol. I've never associated politicians with cleanliness. Try Dettol to wipe away your VBS.
It's not even helping them. So I don't know. It's a story we kind of have to wait and see. But I also do believe, Chester, that part of the thing that's happening, because multiple things happen at the same time, is that it is about the ANC's conference. I think even though we look at it as a party that's at 40% and we think it's inconsequential. Clearly, what they're showing you is the race towards Cyril Ramaphosa's succession will not be a walk in the park and not be an easy, quiet conference. I think it's going to take people down with it.
Do you think Ramaphosa will make it through and stay president till the end, or are they going to get rid of him and replace him with Fikile's jacket?
Well, they've set a precedent, haven't they, with Mbeki and Zuma, that their presidents don't finish a second term. But will Ramaphosa make it or not? I think it depends on who rises at their next conference. That's very critical. There are people who are eager to occupy the union buildings. I think he's not blind to that. Some of the decisions he's made, even in government, I think speaks to political expediency, which suggests he's aware. So it depends on who rises.
Who would you put at the top of the list? Paul Mashatile, Fikile Mbalula, Panyaza Lesufi. Who? Tell us who, and then I can judge you in 2 years' time.
So the difficult thing about that, no, you're not going to get to do that. The difficult thing about that, just
I'm going
to
try.
You're going to try, but you're not going to win.
Smack me.
The difficult thing about that is it's a question about ANC presidency versus president of the country. And I think Tokyo Sokwale has given them a warning that if they select a president that appeases them, it might not appease the public. I think I stand with the public about
what
what's on offer. And I'm not sure if there's anyone who inspires confidence across the board.
No.
Political spectrum in our country.
They're
going
to have to get Desmond Dube at the rate things are going. It's going to have to be someone completely and part of the political. I think it's pretty soon before Senzo Mkhunu develops a severe case of I don't want to go to jail itis like Jackie Selebi, Jacob Zuma, and Shabir Sheikh, myself.
I would not be surprised if we see that happening. Don't forget about his predecessor, Becky Trele, who's also
same vibes. Stayed in the hotel room there with Kat's hotel room.
Yep, absolutely.
Kat Matlala got 350 million rand tender from the police while he's being investigated by the police. See, how the hell does that happen? Why is nobody checking this cock?
My jaw is still on the floor, Chester. That's the part that's not funny, that's devastating about what's happening in the top echelons of our country in crime fighting. We cry about crime, but if this is how they behave, those who are meant to be protecting us, it's no wonder we have the problem that we have in our households, on our streets, in our country.
We're doing the crime in-house. I mean, that's a whole new level of service delivery. It's like a one-stop shop. They will do the crime and solve the crime. Listen, every time someone screws up in the ANC, Fikile comes out and tells us they are a disciplined member. Why are people still buying this cuck? Why are they saying it? It sounds like an S&M kind of discipline, like a sex dungeon in Lutuli House. Why do they think people believe this rubbish?
I don't think people believe this rubbish, Chester. They're at 40%. The election results tell you that nobody believes them except for themselves. And I think liberation movements tend to be in denial as they die. So maybe that's what we're watching.
Didn't Senzo Mkhunu say he's applying his mind? What does it mean when a cabinet minister is there applying their minds?
Beats me.
Oh, okay.
No idea.
Can you suggest a new question? Because that was a cuck question. I'm sorry. White guy, that was a cuck question. Sorry, keep going, Chester. Do better. We've got one of the best journalists in the country and you ask that cuck question.
No, not quite. Not
no,
quite.
It's a cuck question. Do better. Listen. Why do you reckon Mkhwanazi did this so publicly? That was what was shocking about it. He didn't do it by official channels. He went and did his own TV show. It's not desperate housewives, it's desperate police commissioners.
I think it was a Hail Mary. I think that it was the last roll of the dice. You can make an argument about whether he's fed up about what's happening. you can, there are questions about alignment, but Mkhwanazi also knows that the public loves him. The public has been seeing what he's been doing in KZN, and there's a lot of support, and he's utilized that quite effectively, I think.
Very.
Last week, because you touch Mkhwanazi, there's no way there will be no public outcry. So he's set that up really well. I think he was preempting something personally. I'm waiting to see where the story goes.
Oh, so he might have been like, they might have been going after him and he knew it, so he preempted it. That looks,
I think he does know
likely
that they're going to try. In that speech on Sunday, he says that what you see are people being nailed for administrative issues. That's a very telling point. He speaks about that, and you must think about Dumisani Khumalo, who is the head of crime intelligence, who's been dealt with over an administration issue, somebody
right
who's close to Mkhwanazi. So it could be that. Or it could be what he's saying to us, that, you know, he's willing to die for this badge. The one thing that's very clear is whatever war is taking place in the SAPS, he'll see it to the end.
Because he was wearing an army camouflage outfit. Like, is he setting himself up to be the Zulu Che Guevara, Che Guevara? I mean, what's going on here?
Or trying to be Ibrahim Traore.
Yeah, that's exactly.
He was wearing a Special Force Task Team uniform. He
is that, it looked like army vibes to an ordinary person.
That's the thing. So we are lay people making sense of it. My understanding is that it's a Special Task uniform. He is a member of that. I think he's decorated. He has two badges in that regard. He was, I think, the first black to have made it in that team. So Mkhwanazi's CV is incredibly impressive. I'm not going to lie. And I think that was that I think that's what was on display. And I think as a person who's combat ready, he wanted to make sure that there was no confusion about the message that he was sending. I mean, he didn't wake up and just miss his uniform. That was deliberate. He didn't just have people with armed to the hilt behind him. The message was clear that actually this is a declaration of war. I mean, somebody called me and said, were it not South Africa, but in another African country, that moment would very much feel like a coup.
It looked like a coup. It smelt like a coup. But
it's
we
not,
don't have a coup because we.
Not,
all we coup in South Africa is literally the beans at Macro when we go and loot the whole place, and it's going to have to change its name to Take a Lot. It's, we don't actually coup at all here. But he could run for office right now. People love him.
Run for office as what?
As a something. I don't know. The mayor of Kokstad. I don't know.
Would he want that for himself?
I don't know why anyone would want to run for office.
Exactly. I mean, the conversation around him is National Commission of Police. Fani Masemola, because he's already now having issues come up. So it's clear he won't finish his term of office. That particular position is seen as a poison chalice. We don't have commissioners finishing their terms of office.
Never.
So he, from what I understand, is actually the most qualified to become the next police commissioner. The argument around him that I keep hearing is that he doesn't play nice with politicians, which is what South Africans want.
It's what
we don't
want
somebody.
We want him. I mean, that whole meeting was just one collective foot. Sick. Sick. No. Oh, Panzi, racism, stupidity, incorruption, Panzi.
We don't want somebody who panders to politicians, but I do think that the way he speaks about politicians might make it difficult, but I think he knows that. Adam Kwanazi's briefing is also because he knows it's a middle finger to anybody really around the conversation about National Commission. I don't think it's about becoming a National Police Commissioner.
Got
I think
you.
He's over that.
Got you. It's about establishing a precedent. Why is the president taking this long to act? Must he go through the 7 stages of shock before he moves? What I mean,
when has our president not taken long to act?
His foot's terrible. He's terrible. It's like he's faxing himself his brain. I don't understand.
Those are not my words, but our president takes too long to act.
They're not my words either, quite frankly, if I'm honest.
No, they're not.
Welcome to the puppet show.
Look, I think the president didn't respond fast enough for a lot of people, not to our satisfaction. If you recognize that this is a threat to national security, I think you should have been on it. If we as journalists were aware that something is brewing, because these fights within SAPS, we were aware of. Did I know that Mkhwanazi will have the kind of briefing that he had? Absolutely not. But the collision course around Mkhwanazi, CBA, what's happening with Masemola, we've been talking about ourselves as journalists. So the expectation has to be that those in power have an awareness of what's going on, and I think should have maybe acted before we got to where we were. But again, Chester,
yep,
South Africans appreciate the lid being lifted. South
yep
Africans appreciate protocol being disregarded, somebody breaking rank and telling us what is going wrong in our country.
What is going wrong is that I have more spine than President Ramaphosa right now, and I literally have no spine.
See, not my words again.
Yeah. See, thanks for clarifying. Not my words either, by the way. Before they microwave me, listen, or send me for recycling, and suddenly I'll come back as a Coke bottle. Sidi, the NPA is taking a whole Home Affairs work week to actually prosecute anyone for state capture, or quite frankly, even apartheid-era crimes. Can we expect this just to be shoved under the Palapala couch?
Ooh. I want to start with the issue of the apartheid-era crimes, just because you mentioned them.
Yeah.
I think it's a travesty.
I want you to answer.
That well over 30 years, we're still sitting with so many question marks for so many families.
It's madness.
Whose loved ones were taken by a system, and that the democratic government that fought that system hasn't put enough impetus in giving them answers. I think it's a travesty.
It's disgusting. I stand by that.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
And then with regards to the NPA, I think it's also just devastating. Watching an NPA that continues to trip over itself all over the place, that struggles to get its act together, that is stumbling towards delivering the convictions that we want. South Africans want to see high-profile people being locked up, and the level of bundling, the amount of cases that have been bundled that are important, again, it's disheartening. It's incredibly disheartening. Shamila Batoa, Advocate Shamila Batoa, rose really on people are very hopeful when she
came
into
power. I was hopeful.
Yeah.
I really liked her. I thought nothing's going to happen now, and then nothing happened.
That's
nothing.
It.
I felt like I was watching a French movie called The NPA.
That's it. Just that you've answered the question.
What's going to happen to Floyd?
Ooh.
Is he going to be okay? I want him to be okay.
I actually do. I don't like it when people aren't okay. Like, how about Kowiso? If you're having a tough time, I'm like, oh,
it's cuck when we hang out with these politicians and we're like, I know that you're a scoundrel, but I don't want you to be a sad scoundrel.
That's the thing.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Like, we know you're scoundrels. We don't want the worst for you.
I've heard
What did you hear?
I've heard that Floyd's been sponsored by Sasco.
Elaborate.
Because he's toast. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I hope you're wrong.
No, I hope I'm wrong too. Get my hands up. It looks very unprofessional.
I don't know how he recovers.
I don't know. My hands normally, I meant to have my hands working, Chidi, and he hasn't paid to get them fixed. They're going to be fixed soon. Sidi, you know, you get almost as much...
I want you to know that I hope that Floyd gets his act together, but it's difficult to see. It feels like a political miscalculation.
Only time will tell.
In South Africa, politicians are rehabilitated, so we never know.
They do. We recycle politicians faster than we actually do real recycling. Listen, you get almost as much flack, if not more flack, than I do on the internet. How do you cope, man? People think that you're working for the ANC, the DA, and the EF combined at the same time.
I know.
How do you cope?
I'm an equal opportunity. Please.
And you're like such a nice person. How do you cope?
I'm the nicest person.
You are a very nice person.
I don't know.
And people say cuck things.
Listen, I can be body shamed to the hilt. I don't care. But what I will say about the back and forth around political parties, I really don't have that kind of time on my hands to sit and dwell over somebody aligning me to a political party or a StratCorp or a EFF or a DA or anything. I really, like, there's only 24 hours in a day.
You just ignore them.
I'm a busy girl. It depends on my mood. It also depends on my mood because sometimes I'll respond. I can clap back.
I like it when you clap back, and I think you're brilliant, and I think we must all look after you. What's your, just tell everybody, I mean, you have enough followers, but tell people how to follow you.
CD_Lee.
She's amazing, she's brilliant, and I appreciate her being on my podcast. Now I need you to go stand over there, please, because we need to end this. Thank you for watching Real Problem with Chester Missing. Remember to like, share, and subscribe, and let us know who you want us to interview next time. Bye!